Tipperary are no strangers to playing in an All-Ireland hurling final, and no strangers to winning them either. They last lifted the Liam McCarthy Cup in 2019. But if you listen to most Tip fans, they will admit that after a slow start to this year's Munster Championship, they did not expect to end up contesting Sunday's All-Ireland hurling final in Croke Park. They face their Munster rivals Cork, whose hurling fans we heard on the programme yesterday. Today, our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan has been catching up with some enthusiastic Tipperary fans as they prepare for Sunday's showdown.
Bring it home, come on!
Turn the boys!
Woo!
You can do it!
Tipperary were outsiders going into the 2025 season, but they've surprised people.
They should be able to win All Ireland.
A good year if you're selling bunting, as Louise Cahill of Premier Sports in Cashel can confirm.
Very busy. We've been saying for the last week and a half, it's like Christmas in the middle of the summer. Like, we're just flat out selling Tip stuff and Cork stuff. A little bit of Kerry as well.
And Louise's best customer? It might just be superfan James Sid Ryan in Tipperary Town, who can be heard here singing with his friends. Sid Ryan's house is completely decked in blue and gold, including the footpath.
We're up a group, start the game very well. They show Cork don't get any early goals. And we drive on, take Liam home.
Looking at how fans have built up to this game, you'd be forgiven for thinking it was Tipperary's first final and not their 42nd. Close to Tipperary town is Latin Village, where another group of Premier fans met up outside P. Ryan's pub. There's a dazzling blue and gold car outside. Maurice Crowe was one of its masterminds.
Yeah, so just an idea, I suppose. We got there a couple of years ago for the 2019 All-Ireland. Group of us got together in the local bar here in Latin, and we decided to put a car together for it. So local businesses, William Mulcrone, a local spray painter, Mike O'Dwyer, Fine Signs, and Jerry Dwyer, and of course the publican here, Pat James Ryan. And we decided to get a car together, and this is the result. We've had a few quiet years, but thank God it's out in full sprite today, and it's looking good.
Our next location is a place where the families of two players are fiercely proud.
Cashel King Cormac's, County Tipperary.
It's the first time Tipperary and Cork will meet in an All-Ireland Senior Men's Final. And it will also be the first time for a number of young Tip men who've broken into the squad over the last 6 years. One who could end up on the Croke Park pitch on Sunday is 19-year-old Oisín O'Donoghue. And his club are right behind him and his cousin Owen Connolly, who is also in the squad. Here's Oisín's father, Sean.
Very proud dad and Catherine, and I've four other sons as well, and we're all very proud of what Oisín has achieved. We'll be nervous and whatever. Whether Oisín starts or not is immaterial. If he comes on, he'll do the business. But it's not only us as a family that are behind him, the town of Cashel and the club are behind him. The town has, it's where you nurture all these players. And, in fairness, Owen Connolly is a first cousin of his as well, so Oisín has kind of looked up to Owen over the last few years, and Owen has been a huge icon and role model in the club here. So Oisín has joined him on this journey, which is great, and they look after each other. But I think the bond that's within the Tipperary squad is, I haven't seen the likes of it before, and I think Liam Cahill gets an awful lot of kudos for that, for putting that and gelling that together. So, Sunday, please God, we'll be nervous and whatever, but we'll be ready to go.
Another club man who's seen it all is Sean O'Dwyer.
I was at every Tip All Ireland since 1958. Win some, lose some, as you do. And some of the losses affected me nearly more so than the wins. Well, I'd feel Tipper in a great position to be rank outsiders. Who wants to be hot favourites? I think Cork could be tumbled.
And have you got a ticket?
I have. Thanks to the club here, I got one last night. I might be up a bit high, but I'll be fine. I'll be grand. Looking forward to every minute of it.
So what is this week like for the players? A man who's seen it all before is former All-Star Conall Bonner.
Myself, my two brothers, Colm and Cormac, were part of the 89 and the 91 team that won All-Ireland in those years. So look, fantastic. It's great to be reliving all of these memories and the build-up and all that goes with that. Back then, the three of us weren't living in Cashel at the time. I was in Dublin, Colm's in Waterford, and Cormac in Kerry or Limerick. Whereas the two boys are in the town, they're at a match, at the training sessions, and it's just fantastic.
So what do the next generation of Cashel King Cormac's players think?
I think Tipperary will win by 10 points.
A goal and 7 points.
Tiff are going to win by 10.
Yeah, by 10 points.
Tiff are going to win by a goal and a point.
I think that Tipperary is going to win the match.
I think Tipperary is going to win by at least 6 points.
Oisín O'Donoghue, who's going to get a late winner again?
I think Cork will win by 5 points, if I say so myself, the way they're on, yeah.
I don't think you'd be a popular man in here for saying that,
no,
would you?
No, but that's... I don't know.
I think it'll be a tough match, but we'll get over the line, I'd say, hopefully now.
And where will you be watching it?
We got a few tickets now, and we're waiting on some more, so hopefully in the stadium in Croke Park, but I might be at home as well.
And what will you do if they win?
I'd celebrate a lot now, I'd be very happy.
Whatever happens on Sunday, one message is coming through loud and clear. After a few tough years, Tip are back.
In the valley of Sligo,
and that was our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan reporting from the Premier County. Sunday is going to be a sizzler. Now we'll take a break.